My guest today is Alex Mang. Alex, how are you?
I'm very fine, thanks. What about you?
I'm doing great. Are you enjoying the IT camp?
Absolutely. It's a great day, it's a great weather, and it's a great conference.
Yeah. What's you're speaking tomorrow on what?
I'm going to speak about application insights. The complete title is actually quite long. It's sort of a must-have tool for usage analytics and monitoring and for knowing what your customer do.
Hmm.
Yeah.
That's almost the entire talk right there. So application insights, that's a cool tool that's built into Azure, built into Visual Studio. Tell us about it. What is it?
It was actually originally built as a feature for Visual Studio Online, mm-hmm. And it later got into the Azure portal, the Ibiza portal, the preview portal. And right now they're trying to sell it as Visual Studio Application Insights, but it's very tightly coupled to the Azure portal.
All right. And it's not just one tool. It's a number of tools, right?
As a matter of fact, yes. It's a number of tools. So you do see it as a single set and as a single service. But the fact is that you actually have three different pillars or different categories of data you get as telemetry data from within your application. And the greatest thing about Application Insights is that your application doesn't have to run on Azure. It can run on Google Cloud, it can run on Amazon, doesn't really matter. Microsoft, they don't care about where your application is running. And it's also true that it doesn't have to be a website. It can be any kind of application. You can have a mobile application, you can have a website, you can have a WPF application. You can even have console apps which get diagnosed by Application Insights.
Hmm. So what does Application Insights do for you?
So there are three large categories of data you get from within Application Insights. First, there is the term of availability, which basically tells you whether your application is up and running or not. And that basically means that they have some sort of pings, so to say, which are going to ping a URL, which is obviously your choice.
Mm-hmm. Just to see whether or not it's up and running,
meaning that you can basically eventually compare what the result of the HTTP request is, whether it's a status COVID of 200 or something of that kind.
Okay.
But then it goes even deeper. And
anything that starts with 200 is good.
Yeah, 200 is okay.
Yeah.
400 and 4 whatever is bad. 500 might be even worse. So, yeah. Yeah, you can go even deeper than that, meaning that you can also create from within Visual Studio the so-called web tests. And that's basically a series of different HTTP requests you're doing.
Hmm.
And if one of those fails, the entire test itself fails, meaning that you can have, for example, a feature of search functionality, so to say.
Okay.
And you could define the first ping to be, hey, take me to the search page. Second, input this particular text for me as a search string. Third, take the first result and open the details page of that first result.
Oh,
and fourth, maybe place an order for the search result itself. And if all those different pings succeed, then the entire test succeeds.
Oh, this sounds like the Watton script, something like that.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. That's exactly right.
But is it launching a browser or is it just sending HTTP requests and then parsing out the raw HTML?
Well, it's taking actually the definition of the web test itself, and they have sorts of agents which run the web test. Mm-hmm. I'm not really sure right now whether or not you can configure it so deep and define what the browser to simulate the web test is. Yeah.
Okay. All right. And then, what else? You mentioned availability. You mentioned
So basically, the first test here is availability. So you can find out whether your application is up and running.
Mm-hmm.
But second, you might be interested, how does the application perform? What is the application behavior? Meaning that if particular requests go in through your application, are those requests slow? How slow are them? What is the response time of a particular request? What is that particular request being slowed by? I mean, you might have dependencies such as other HTTP requests for your external services. You might have SQL requests or stuff like that. And you can actually drill into the requests you're doing or your customers are doing and find out exactly what the reason for that request to be slow is. And even more than that, if your request fails for whatever reason and you get rather than 200 or 400, 404, whatever, You can also find out what the reason for that was, meaning that if your application raises an frozen error, an exception, you can find out both the stack trace, the message of the exception, all the kinds of different details you might be interested in. So rather than implementing your own strategy for find out what the different exception was, you can do it from within a single portal, find what the requests were, and then again find those requests and correlate the kind of information automatically and transparently to you as a developer with the SQL calls or with whatever the calls were.
Oh, interesting. So they'll find the bottlenecks of exactly where your application either slowed down or went wrong.
Exactly. Yeah. And the great thing about it is that you can also use application insights as a trace listener. So you can have your system diagnostics tracing built in the application. You don't have to change your strategy at all. You're basically just going to get in a single container and a single bucket of telemetry data both the requests, the dependencies, and your traces. And that's also valid if you're using, I don't know, Nlog, Log4Net, or any other tracing mechanism.
Interesting. All right, so that's two of them, right?
That's two of them, right. And the third and probably the most interesting one is usage analytics. So you might want to be interested at some point, what exactly are your users doing with your application? What features are mostly interesting for your application, for your users? Which features are they using the most? When are they using those features the most? Is it during day? Is it during night? Where are users coming from? Are they coming from Romania? Are they coming from the US? What browsers or what operating system are they using? Stuff like that. And the cool thing is that you can even create custom events, so-called custom events, which you're going to raise or call from within your application, and then again get aggregated data in the form of charts within the Azure portal with all the different custom events you have created. So, for example, if you're, like in my business, selling tickets, it might be interesting for you to see which tickets were being sold at which event. Well, what was the most popular event, for example? When were the tickets sold at most? So I can basically correlate the data from within my system, which is, hey, some of my customers have created events on my system, on my platform, with the data application insights gives me. And I can correlate, this event was created right now. It was just published a few minutes ago. And because it was published right now, I had 1,000 tickets maybe sold for that particular event.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
Walk me through the process of adding application insights to an application.
It's super easy, meaning that right now, from the architectural perspective, application insights is nothing less than an entire architecture and infrastructure of different CDNs and Azure Blob Storage and stuff like that.
So the backend is taken care of for you by Azure.
As a developer, it's totally transparent to you. Okay. What you do get is an agent which actually runs within your application. You inject it. So that might be either a JavaScript agent or maybe an executable file which runs on your virtual machine. And that's a very interesting scenario for the websites and applications you already have running. Maybe you don't want to change your application, but you can still install an agent to monitor your application, which is already up and running within production workloads.
Oh, so we say install an agent, you mean on an Azure virtual machine you would install an agent? Is that what you mean?
Yeah, but it doesn't. I have to reiterate, it doesn't have to be an Azure virtual machine. It can be a Windows machine running on-premise.
Do I change my code at all? Is there anything that I need to add to either my configuration or the actual code itself to enable
caveat, so to say, is that if you want the full flavor application insights, you will have to inject the agent inside the application.
Okay.
And you can also do custom events only if you call those custom events.
Okay,
meaning that
code.
Yeah, you do have some sort of coding to do. If you're not up to modifying your application for application insights itself, you will still get quite a few meaningful data from application insights simply by installing an agent which basically runs on the VM.
Interesting. What have we not covered? Anything?
Pricing, maybe?
Pricing, yeah. It's not free.
Actually, it is free.
Oh, it's free.
You have three different tiers here.
Oh, okay.
So you have a free tier. You have, I think it's called standard tier. I'm not really that much into licensing, so I don't really know the terms. I think it's standard and premium tier or something like that. The one differentiator, though, between them is the number of days application or Microsoft stores data for your telemetry data. So
they'll purge that old data, archive data after a while.
Exactly, exactly. Okay. So if you're using the free tier, you only get aggregated data, telemetry data for 7 days.
I see.
If you have anything else than the free tier, the cool thing about Application Insights and the board, the dashboard, is that you can also correlate the data you get from this week with the data you had the previous week. Mm-hmm. So you can see if you did an update, for example. How did the update perform? Mm. Did it perform? Does the application perform better right now after the update, or does it perform worse?
Mm.
Yeah.
Interesting. Where can people go to learn more about this?
Probably like all the other services that are within Azure. Azure.com is the great place to get started. And at the documentation, there is a tab called Developer Services or something like that. And they have a link there to the Visual Studio Application Insights documentation, complete documentation.
All right. Do you have an online presence?
I do have an online presence both on my blog at alexmang.ro. And I also write a lot of replies on MSDN forums. Mm-hmm. And I sometimes write articles in the TechWiki MSDN magazine. Mm-hmm. As a matter of fact, on my latest article, I got the Azure Guru title as well back in January. And the article was about using Netflix and Spotify, which are right now forbidden in Romania. Using Azure.
They're forbidden.
Yeah, they're forbidden for whatever reason. I have no idea why.
It's probably the decadence.
I think so.
Music.
Yeah, Eastern Europe. So basically, my article is about using those services in Romania via a VPN you could put up by yourself on Azure using routing or remote access services from within Windows, basically.
Oh, that sounds awesomely subversive. I like it.
Yeah. And I was actually surprised to find out that Microsoft would, you know, give a prize for such an article because I was skeptical.
Maybe they haven't read yet.
Yeah, yeah. Maybe they didn't.
Alex, thanks so much.
Thank you. Thank you, David. In my group of friends, I'm probably the geekiest one because I also have the Microsoft Geek t-shirt, which says, trust me, I'm a geek. The reason for why I'm saying this is because right now I'm the one who teaches them about technology. And that's a great thing to do in terms of raising awareness both on security, on usage, on all kinds of different things. And it's so great that David does this this talk, this TV show, because it's actually a TV show right now, with both his friends and technology, because there's so much more to learn about technology than you think you already know.